friends.
There seemed to be a time in the middle of the middle session when the ball was really going round corners. Is that fair?
Yeah, that is fair. Marchant bowled excellently in that spell. I'm not sure who was bowling with him. I think it might have been Waggy, but the ball definitely seemed to start to do a little bit more. Maybe that was when the lights came on and the grass stood up a bit. But then again, you know, the Tom Milne showed that you could definitely bat under light and maybe there's value for shots as well. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes tomorrow once both teams have batted.
It's all new territory for you, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's new for everyone. So it's kind of whoever adapts quickest, I guess, might have the edge in the game. You know, it's how quick we can learn all the conditions and how to sort of play it. But it's exciting and, you know, I'm sure the boys will be up for it.
You managed to pouch 5 catches, so the seamers were certainly finding the edges there.
Yeah, well, that's an indication that we bowled well. I think I would have been disappointed if I'd put any of those down. And I thought they bowled really well in partnerships and they got their just reward in the end.
What's the visibility like?
I found it fine as keeper because the ball is coming out of the side screen. But I know from gully and sort of second and third slip when it was coming out of the blue seats, it was a bit harder to pick up. But from where I'm standing, it was fine.
Yeah. 5 for naught, replying to 288. They probably scored a few more Derbyshire than you would have wanted.
Yeah, possibly. But like I said, he batted well, Milne, and we had them, I think, sort of 150 for 7, 160 for 7. So maybe got a few more, but then again, you know, it might be under par. You know, we just don't know. So I think we would have taken 280 all out at the start of the play.